This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump traveled to the key southeastern state of Georgia on Saturday to campaign for two Republican senators running against Democratic challengers in a January runoff election. Because of a close vote in the November general election, the Georgia runoff will decide which party controls the Senate. Trump used his time in the spotlight to repeat his claims of widespread voter fraud. He insisted to his audience, "You know, we won Georgia." Democrat Joe Biden, a former vice president to Barack Obama, unofficially won Georgia by fewer than 12,000 votes out of about 5 million cast. He was the first Democratic presidential candidate to win the state since 1992. The Washington Post reports that hours before his trip to Georgia, the president called Republican Governor Brian Kemp, governor of Georgia, to call a special session of the state legislature to get lawmakers to override the vote results. The Associated Press reports the governor refused. For the third day in a row, the United States on Saturday recorded a record number of coronavirus cases in 24 hours. Saturday's total reached nearly 230,000 new infections, according to a tally by Johns Hopkins University. In that same stretch, the U.S. recorded 2,527 COVID-related deaths. The United States is the country with the most coronavirus cases and the most deaths in the world. It has seen a dramatic resurgence in its epidemic in recent weeks. U.S. health officials warned of a surge after millions of Americans traveled to celebrate last week's Thanksgiving holiday, despite pleas from authorities to stay home. For 2 weeks, the U.S. has regularly topped 2,000 deaths per day, as it had in the spring, at the height of the first wave of the country's outbreak. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.